Zero Hedge Premium notes that Goldman's derivatives sales trading desk writes in its latest weekly note. There has been a huge influx of interest in precious metal and miners ETFs this week, and the bank's desks think SLV upside is one of the best trades on the board.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Vince Lancey. In today's market rundown, we're going to discuss silver and gold, something significant on each commodity individually to go over today as developing over the weekend. Okay, let's start with the markets. There's the silver weekly. The dollar is 100.66, down 45. The 10-year yields are 364, down a basis point. S&P 500 is 562. Up 60 basis points, up 6/10 of a handle. The VIX is 17.11, stabilizing at higher 54. Gold is 25.80, that's spot, up 3.32, up about $8 overnight. Silver is 30.92, up 22 cents, near its highs of the night, I believe. Copper is catching up a little bit, 4.23, up 3.5 cents. It was up a penny when I looked last. Gold, silver creeping lower. Outside of that channel, WTI is down 10 cents at 69.43. Natural gas is 226, up 2 cents. Bitcoin touching 60,000 over the weekend and back to close to 57,000, the 58 gang. All right. Ethereum, 2,300. Palladium up 7 at 1076. And platinum, 993, down 5. Grains are, drum roll please. Grains are all down. Soy, corn, and wheat down 1, down 2, down 8, 1022, 398, 589, respectively. And there you have it. Wheat, the strong, the weakest in percentage terms, as well as pennies. And there's the weekly silver chart. I was doing a little work on that, and that'll factor into this conversation today. Here we are, silver and gold today. Premium analysis. Short swap dealer stress. News, Goldman's commodity desk thinks silver is about to soar. The first part, premium analysis, we're going to share some of that with you. That's going to be based on the commitment of traders report that shows continued chronic and in moments acute stress by swap dealers on their short positions and why we think there's a problem there. The news is actually a report that Goldman put out recommending to clients to buy call spreads, and they give their reasons. Now, we were made aware of this from a Zero Hedge Premium report, and we're going to quote from that report. And then in the premium section at the bottom, we'll go through it in a little bit more, but we'll give you what you need to know to figure out what the heck is going on here. All right. Front page, there's the full-length example. There's the full-length analysis of the swap dealers that are under stress. I have no hard evidence. I'm not predicting that. This is not about banks going under. This is about swap dealers that are covering shorts at higher and higher levels and making less and less money and or losing money. John Paulson had an interview with CNBC. We have that there. It's an interview that's based on the differentiate. He differentiates between Harris and Trump along their tax implications and what it would mean for the market. And here's something we put out for founders last night about that silver report. We'll discuss a little bit more of that here. Let's get going. All right. This is excerpted from our Sunday commitment of trader discussion, which I just showed you. Sideways higher, this is an analysis of the commitment of traders report in conjunction with open interest and in conjunction with the market behavior itself. Sideways higher week with significant fund churning with long and short funds adding small, but short swap dealers covered aggressively from multiple cohorts, indicating producers and other swap dealers, suggesting market making duties are secondary to market taking needs. In English, shorts need to cover higher because longs keep adding and being patient, even at higher levels. Second chart. Swap dealers act like they're closing shop with no options changes, increasingly behaving as agency and not principal in both their future and most obviously their options daily activity, likely passing through risk back to backing to producers, other clients, and possibly supranational entities. English, when you have a business and that business is under stress, as many of you have businesses, you will pass through because you can't be bothered with taking the risk. So I'll put you in touch with a guy that can handle it. I'll put you in touch with a guy that can handle that. And that's what agency is versus principal. Agency means they're intermediating the order. A customer wants to buy from them, they sell to them, and they immediately buy from someone else. Not for profits, just to honor the business, but they're not taking risk. They're taking less and less risk. Now, this chart here, which is probably the most interesting to look at from that perspective. This chart, the gold line, R. Blava, he's a founding member, and I talk about things, and he creates the charts that mirror them. He's a trader, and anyway, a valued founding member. All right, so here we go. The gold line is the gold price. The red and blue lines are open interest cycles. All right, so it's a little bit mixed up there if you're not familiar with it. But the thick green lines, they are green, right? No, I think they're blue. The thick lines, the thick arrows, we'll say, mark the bottoms and turning points for the gold market. And you could see those are higher lows, I should say, right? And the reason that they're marked there is because they coincide with turnarounds in open interest. Now, it's easy. I want to just caution you, a bottoming in open interest is not necessarily a bottoming in the market. So when the open interest goes up, the market should go up. Yeah, that happens a lot. And it's happened that way for years. But just that's not what we're saying here. What we're saying here is that when the open interest bottoms, the market bottoms. Generally speaking, that's how it works. But we're noticing that the open interest is bottoming at higher levels, which indicates people that are long have deep pockets and they're not selling, they're not scared, they're in the money, and they might actually be bigger than the swap dealers that they're dealing with. All right, more on that at the bottom, okay? There's more charts, and it's going to be basically a very wonky, tighter version of the analysis that we did over the weekend. Now, this one I think is far more interesting. Well, not necessarily interesting, but far more top of mind, okay? Zero Hedge Premium notes that Goldman's derivatives sales trading desk writes in its latest weekly note, there has been a huge influx of interest in precious metal and miners ETFs this week, and the bank's desks think SLV upside is one of the best trades on the board. And they give four reasons for that beyond the trade itself. And we'll discuss that also later on. And I do believe that Chris Marcus has something planned on that as well. If not, we'll ask him to. Okay. So there's the chart by Zero Hedge. This is like from their premium report. We're not showing the actual report itself, just this chart. So this is their version of the Goldman chart. And you see this spike here? That's a huge influx in SLV call volume, indicative of someone who thinks the market's going up. Now, there are good reasons for that. I didn't mean to do that. Well, there you're seeing, I'm not supposed to show you that yet. Bear with me. All right, so why this matters and how to implement it, according to them, continues at the bottom. All right, simply put, the last time that we had this kind of a spike in options activity was in mid to late March. And you can look at the chart and see what happened then. All right, moving on. Sloppy segue. There we are. Moving on to the data on deck. Big week, FOMC interest rate decision is this week. That's on Wednesday. So the markets are starting to discount, believe it or not, they're starting to discount a 50 basis point cut again. So the hope is creeping back into the market. So anything less than a 50 basis point cut will probably be bearish for stocks, which could be bearish for gold and commodities. Silver. One of the reasons that Goldman likes silver is because of the Fed cuts. And Bloomberg noted in a story, I'm not sure, about a month ago, that if the Fed cuts, gold will go up, but silver will go up more. That's it. All right. Stay with us, and we're going to show you a little bit more of that. All right. Let's take a look at silver in all the ways that we want to. All right. So this chart, if you're a technician, MACD has just turned up. So this is the beginning of a run-up, possibly the middle, definitely not the end. So if we get above here, this shouldn't be a problem. Okay? That's the first thing. That's the first chart. Second chart. On the daily chart in silver, unless the market closes, under 30 spot 19, 30.19, right? Or trades under 29.95 during the day, the market will not go sideways. It should go higher rather rapidly for the next 3 to 5 days. Next chart. Weekly. Well, what else can you say except this is a bull flag and it's a choppy bull flag. It's hard to identify, but it looks like we've broken out of most of the measures of the bull flag and you can draw a trend line here. I don't draw trend lines at Wix, but it's certainly not a bad idea. I think we've broken the bull flag. And the only thing that matters now is the top here. Like I think I don't think this line matters. Last chart. Let's go with a clean, regular, daily, intraday chart. Open my magic Bollinger Band system. And the magic Bollinger Band system says today, for the rest of the day, if we get above 3105, if we get above 3105 and close an hourly, it would close on an hourly basis above 3105, the market will have no problem taking out this high. And it will go 20 to 40 cents higher. I hate saying these things, but that's what this says. I'm not trading it. Similar to what happened here. All right, I'm Vince. Have a great day.
Thanks for watching this morning's Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, brought to you each day by Miles Franklin Precious Metals, who we encourage you to contact for your next gold or silver order. And Miles Franklin brings us a gold and silver special each week. And if you've been looking for a pullback in the rally to purchase gold and silver, this week's deals include 1 ounce silver Philharmonics from the Austrian Mint in Austria, go figure. Fortunately, these beautiful coins are only $3.10 over spot. While we still do have silver under the $30 level, which it obviously eclipsed earlier this year. And on the gold side, this week's special is 1 ounce gold Courants for only $60 over spot. And again, you can place an order by calling 833-326-4653 or emailing us at arcadia@milesfranklin.com. Happy to answer any questions you have and get you set up with whatever you need. So call us at 833-326-4653. And as always, thanks for watching. Please note that this video is not intended as legal licensed financial trading advice and is to be used for informational purposes only. Please contact your financial advisor before making any decisions, and thanks for watching.